It is our great privilege and pleasure to be able to continue our study in the book of Zechariah. We're still in the 8th chapter of Zechariah, and we're now ready to begin at the 18th and 19th verses. In these verses, we see that this is the fourth and final response to the delegation from Bethel. Things were going well with the nation at this time. They were now in the midst of rebuilding the temple and had gotten about halfway through it. But the delegation from Bethel came and wanted to know, should we continue to fast now that things are going as well as they are? And he shows how the national days of fasting and mourning will be turned into joyous feasts. This really was the answer to the original question in chapter 7, verse 3. And that question was, should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I've done these so many years? So the answer is, turn the fast into feast of joy in view of the promised blessings of God. So let us read verses 18 and 19. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness, and cheerful feast, therefore love the truth and peace. So their fast should be converted into thanksgiving days, he said. Joyous times are now to replace the troublesome times. Let the truth of God rule in your heads, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now that God is speaking of the glory of Israel, he has Zechariah to prophesy about the glory of spiritual Israel when the Messiah comes. So verses 20 through 23, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, It shall come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the spirit of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. So we see here when the Messiah shall come, God's people will no longer be confined to earthly Jerusalem, but they will be citizens of heaven. According to Philippians 3:20, he says, For our conversation is in heaven. Galatians 4:26, But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Hebrews 12:22-23, But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. When Jesus Christ built the New Testament church, it was the means of blessings to all the world. This prophecy looks forward to that time. Gentiles from around the world will come to the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem who is the mother of us all, to seek the Lord. This indicates that people from all over the world will be saved while Christ is reigning in the kingdom of heaven, which is the New Testament church. Many Gentiles would be converted to the church. They'll come from cities and nations from all over the earth. 10 men from the language of every nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man. This indicates that the Gentiles will greatly outnumber the Jews eventually in the New Jerusalem. This was greatly fulfilled in the latter times of the Mosaical Age, when there were many converts from countries nearby and far away who came yearly to worship in Jerusalem. This added to the wealth and grandeur of the city before the Savior's time, though at the time of Zechariah, the city was just peeping out of its ruins, but this would be much more magnified in the New Jerusalem during the Church Age. This would be the New Testament Age, when God's people were citizens of the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, which the Apostle Paul says is the mother of us all. They shall come to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. Converts to God and members of the church are such as seek the Lord Almighty. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, and they shall say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord. I myself am going. To entreat means to ask or to beg. Those who make an acquaintance with Christ do all they can to bring others. Thus, Andrew invited Peter to Christ, and Peter invited Nathanael. This heavenly Jerusalem is the city where the Lord is. Those converted to the true God will come to that city. Hebrews 12 and 22, But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. The Apostle Paul also refers to this in Romans 16, verses 25 and 26. There he says, Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of the faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Thus we bring the 8th chapter of Zechariah to an end.